Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. Jordana, it's great to be back here with you on another Wednesday for another episode of this fantastic podcast. How are you? What's going on? What's the happening?
Things are good, you know, still in Brooklyn. It's funny. I was thinking about this last night and I actually said something to Mike. I was like, you know, this is like the most time that we will ever spend together, like until we retire or like potentially for the rest of our lives.
It's crazy because I actually had that, not the same thought, but similar thought kind of float through my head where I'm like, man, we're not even in the reality of a relationship right now, Jess and I. Like, we're in, right. We're still in pandemic. She just yelled, what? Just right.
She's like, is this thing still on?
Is it a bird or my girlfriend? What? She said, don't mess with her today. Okay. We can't mess with Jess today. It's been a tough day at work. Everyone send their love to
mess
Jess.
Mess with her
to
tomorrow.
We'll mess with her tomorrow. So, listen. I did have this thought of, same as you. Like, it'll never, this is, we're still in abnormal land. I know we're right. Drifting away from it every day. You know, people are getting more normalized to the situation. But, you know, I mean, today I posted a tweet about, like, the pandemic is an excuse to not date. And people were like, there were a couple, but most people were on board. But there were a couple people just being like, well, I, you know, what if they're sad by the state of the world? And I'm like, well, yeah, that's not really a reason.
It's not a good reason either.
Yeah, well, it's like I'm sad by the state of the world, too. But like that doesn't mean I string someone along for a month texting as if we're going to go on a date. And then right. When it's time to go on a date, do I go, well, I'm sad. Both can be true. You can be sad, but also not string someone along.
Right. I also think like that's like, I don't think that's an excuse. I think that's kind of saying like, oh, well, like, what if it doesn't apply to this person because they're like not dating? I'm like, well, this is for the people who like are dating but aren't dating you.
Sure. Well, that's the thing. Like, there's so much. That's why this podcast kind of goes on and on and on. This is why we never run out of topics because emails are very nuanced. Everyone's situation is different. I mean, I know I live by this a little bit, but I think you do as well, where we don't really live by like dating rules. Like, you're not going to come to this podcast and hear like 10 rules to make you a better dater. Like, that's sometimes is easier to hear, but that's just not the reality of the situations. Your rules are different than mine.
Yeah, every situation is different. I think we try to take that into consideration for every email. Kind of reminds me of you. By the way, you had a great episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I listened.
Thank you.
Awesome.
If the listeners here are looking for new podcasts or just want to stay in the Betches universe, Diet Starts Tomorrow is a fantastic podcast. I'm a listener of the show. I mean, generally 30% of my stand-up act is about body shit and weight and eating and health shit. So it's definitely a different subject than here. We kind of like touched on like internet culture a little bit because they're dealing with the F Factor scandal or whatever that
right.
is. So the beginning is about that. And then we just get into like fun complaints about finding t-shirts and eating at night. And yeah, I always have a good time on that podcast. I genuinely love going on.
It was great. It was a really funny episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's also kind of like, it's fun. It's interesting to hear you sort of on the like, I'm not really sure exactly how this works end. Because I do feel like with like with dating, you usually care a little less, I would say, than like, especially when you used to be single. Like, you were like, it was, I think you were like more in control than the diet stuff where you're kind of like, yeah, like I, this is like a struggle for me. Like, I don't really get the sense where you were like, I'm single and I don't want to be like,
I understand. I think I do under, I do have an, of course moment. I do think like with dating stuff, I kind of have a lot of, it's of course to me. Like a lot of it's like, well, I know how I feel. It's about feelings, and it's like easier for me to kind of understand the dynamics of like, if I feel a certain way, then the person I'm dealing with is feeling a certain way. And a lot of this kind of errs on that. Like we're going to see in our first email, like it's, to me, it's of course, and I've been there and I understand it. With dieting and fitness stuff, I understand how I feel about it. I just don't understand how to stop fucking up. Like I'm always looking for like, cause I do think like if you want to talk about the F Factor scandal, I think a lot of it, and listen, I don't know how, you know, I'm sure there's serious things about it, but a lot of it lives in the land of like with diet stuff, people get super offended if you say it's weird. It's like saying when I say I'm a comedian, there's a certain person that will go, oh, you're funny. Whoa, you're funny. And I think that happens with diets and health stuff where it's like, I'm like, well, this diet or lifestyle works for me. And then the other person goes, well, you should be doing this one. It's kind of like, because that, like, I love chocolate doesn't mean fuck vanilla. Like, I think a lot of that. And so there is like, I think everyone's just looking for the puzzle piece or for the healthy lifestyle that kind of fits them. Like I like waking up and having oatmeal. Some people would look at me and go, oatmeal, the carbs. And I'm like, okay, for you, that's a different story.
Well, it's like, I guess it would be different if you were like, well, the oatmeal diet is like what everyone should be doing. And like the only way to really maintain any weight loss is to just only eat oatmeal for like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think that's really the difference. As opposed to saying like, this thing worked for me versus like, you need to buy this oatmeal because like, this is the only way you're going to change your life.
Well, that's kind of how the internet is, though. You have to speak that way to like pop off. So like, if you want to pop off on the internet, you got to be, you know, fuck him, fuck, dump him, yes, queen. You have to yell, you know, superlatives. You have to be like, and all women fucking rule, and men are the worst. Like that is a more. Like that's kind of, that creates friction. That creates cause and effect. You know, I think this podcast, I think we have tried to stay in the land of reality and the in-between, the nuance, which people enjoy, but it doesn't really, and that happens in dieting. If you want your diet to like pop off, you have to go you said, the oatmeal diet. You want to look like a horse? Horses have muscles. You got to eat that. You know, diet.
Yeah, I'm saying if Tanya Zuckerbrot would like, she got on the thing and she was like, well, like this thing worked for me, but like it might not work for you. So, you know, like try it or try something else. Like that's not going to sell. I see what you're like in that.
and I think that's
like
where
the rules, like when you look at like those books, like the rules, and people are like, they just want like the gut. Some people like really just want a guide and a list of like set black and white rules. And for most things that doesn't really exist, even with dieting or with dating, there's no one size fits all rule or thing that's going to make you happy.
It absolves you of personal responsibility and having to feel when you make rules. I had someone comment on my Instagram and it's like with dieting, it's, oh, I broke the rule. That's why it's happening. It's not, I sat and ate ice cream all night because I feel sad and made me feel better. You know, like that is more vulnerable. So it's like, when people make dating rules and they're like, date three is when I do it. It's like, okay, now if we have sex after date three, now it's that person's fault because I told them that I can't have, you know, like they were aware of the electric fence and they're the ones that force me to go over it. It's like, okay, I don't think that those really, I think that's kind of a little bit of a cop out to me. And I don't mean that in a, you know, have sex whenever you want, but like, and it's a cop out of like being like, hey, this is what works for me. And if you don't want to be here, walk away, dude. Gotta right. go, you know, gabagoo, you know?
Right. Well, to blame, it's kind of like to blame someone for wanting something else than you when like it didn't really hit what you wanted is not like it doesn't take the other person's perspective and wants into consideration. And it doesn't really like, again, give yourself the power of saying like you're not like a victim of the situation. You just wanted different things. And you
sure.
found that out.
It displaces you. It actually takes away your own power. You're right. Like it's like mm-hmm. I get a lot of messages and I get like DMs that sometimes, and I don't blame them for sending it because they're like, look at this fucking idiot. And it'll be like a screenshot of their conversation. And it's like him being like, hey, come over. And her being like, not without a date. And he's like, oh, that's gonna happen. And she's like, so when? And he's like, maybe later after you come over. And she's like, look at this idiot. He keeps messaging and he thinks I'm gonna come over. And it's like, yeah, but you're messaging too.
Right. You keep messaging.
You can. Yeah. And for him, he's like, hey, if she'll keep going on, this takes half a second out of my
right.
life.
You're still in the negotiation. You haven't walked yes. away from the table yet. It's like sort of the thing.
Totally. And it's this happens a lot of times where it's like, I understand where it's like, yeah, they are a fucking idiot, but their idiocy is what someone else is looking for. Like someone else, like they're just saying, I want to hook up, which is fine too. Like this isn't to demonize, you know, like there's someone out there that's like, I want to fuck. I would have taken that message.
I think what this podcast helps a lot of people with, and what I mean, it's great to see like, emails, DMs, people who feel like empowered and helped by this is totally. Like it helps them kind of say, feel empowered to be like, okay, like I'm a smarter consumer now in the dating yes. world. Like I could see how you might start dating and you might not know exactly what that come over constantly, but no date thing means. Like I feel like the more you listen, the more you're like, okay, like I know what's going on here. I'm a smart consumer. I can choose to like take this. Or I can choose to like look for something better. And I think that what we do is we really help give you like those tools to be like, because people usually don't say exactly what they mean in dating.
No.
It's not really acceptable to be like, I would just like to hook up. I'm not looking for anything else.
Sure.
Like most people will not say that. So we're, I think, helping people read between the lines.
Absolutely. And I mean, this just served as a giant plug for why you should share this podcast with someone. I think we hit a little bump. Like everyone, we got a lot more listeners. There's new listeners now. This is the podcast of uncomfortable conversations had comfortably. We're talking about things that maybe you'd be afraid to talk to the guy or girl in your life or the woman or man in your life. And I think right now is the season. The season is upon us. It's fall. Fall is when, I mean, it's been known as cuffing season to other people. This is kind of the time of year where the person from the summer and again, with COVID and the quarantine, the excuses with summer, COVID, and quarantine are all built in. So right now, you're coming to turn. We get more emails now than ever of people being like, what's the deal? Because it is the breaking point. We are in the same city. We can socially distance, walk together. Like, why isn't this coming together? So this is all to say, tell a friend. Right now is kind of when we're the most needed, I would think, right?
Yeah. And I would say, like, tell a friend who you feel like could benefit from hearing this, not necessarily from you because you don't want to seem like annoying. And also, if you like the podcast, go rate, review, and subscribe it, because that to us
yes.
is like the best way to show us that you like really like the podcast or get anything from it. So go leave us a 5-star review if you like the podcast.
Please do that. I mean, these are all marching orders that we hope you guys take into account. They're free ways to compensate us if you're enjoying the show. I do consider it compensation. I would also say if you're a Spotify user, I'm starting to push Spotify on my Instagram for no other reason than they have a trending page. If you guys are Spotify users, they have a really good podcast app. It's part of the whole app you're already using. So follow on Spotify. That really helps us out. This is one of those, these are things that like you don't think of. Like I understand, I used to work in the corporate world. Jordana, you know, you've been a part, you understand the idea of getting paid, but it's not real money. You right. know, like, it's like exposure. That's your whole, like that. I mean, Betches like is all, it was created on like people supporting you, but not knowing they're paying, but they are right.
Yeah. Just making things viral. That's the best. So, you know,
the best way for us to find someone is via recommendation. That's really what we're saying. So like, subscribe, follow, whatever streaming service you're using. Jordana, can I say one last thing before we get started?
Of course.
I am back on the road as many weekends as I can do because, listen, I got a lifestyle to keep up. This is the way I get compensated with real dollars. So please come to the shows. They're socially distanced. We're taking all the precautions we can. If you feel comfortable coming out, I'm not going to force anybody. I'm coming to Philly. Those shows are mostly sold out, but I think they're going to add seats as the city will allow. So Philadelphia, Providence, Dallas, Raleigh, Kansas City, Missouri.
Ooh.
Go to jaredfree.com, 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 jaredfree.com. All the tickets can be bought there. I've never been to Kansas City, Missouri, so I'm excited about that.
Neither have I. Let me know how it is. You really should do travel guides to all these places.
I do. Go to my highlights, and I got in my highlights, I actually did reviews of all these college towns I went to. You got to really dig. I have so much shit. I want to like delete all my Instagram and then re-put it out. Because I got, you know, you have these like newer followers and stuff. Don't you ever think of that with Betches? Or I mean, this is a different Zoom call for us.
Yeah, but there's ways we can talk offline marketing techniques. Offline. Yeah, okay. And guys, if you are a fan of the show, go to shopbetches.com/collections/UUP and check out our merch. If you know, we would love to see you guys representing the podcast. Also, we sell our red flag or deal breaker game. Phone cases, and we got more that's coming out. And let us know what you want us to make. We'll make it for you. We want you to be able to have merchandise from the show because I know a lot of you really, really love it, and we love it too. shopbetches.com/collections/UUP. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
So what are we talking about today, Jordana? We've done 18 minutes of...
I'm fucking around.
No, but we talked about important things.
We did. So today we are talking about the dreaded partner early in the game goes on vacation.
Ooh, we've said it here a million times.
Beware
the birthday, pandemic, quarantine, vacation, and holidays. You have to beware of those things coming up because those become almost the sorbet.
Built-in ways to get out.
Yes, they clear the palate of the other person and give an easier way to get out of dating you.
Right. It's a good time for like a contract renegotiation, I think, on either side.
Totally.
So I'll read the email just to give this one a little more color, but we could talk about it as in general afterwards. So someone writes in, "Dear Jared and Jordana, before I start spilling out my love dilemmas, I want to congratulate you on your great work. You are the right combination of hilarious, sweet, and honest. This is the reason why I'm sending you this email. How can I keep a guy's interest while he is on vacation? I've met a guy through Tinder last week. I totally thought it would be just a one-night stand. We even had our first date at his place. But then, I don't know what happened. We just had the most intense night. I cannot even explain the chemistry, and I know it was mutual. It was that obvious." Okay. "Ever since that night, only 2 days ago, we have been texting nonstop. He is leaving for vacation today for 3 weeks. I don't want to text him every day while he is there unless he makes it clear he wants that. I think I should give him some space, but I definitely want him to remember me when he comes back so that we can continue whatever this is. I would really like your advice on this. I've rated, subscribed, and shared the podcast on my social media. I hope this podcast goes on forever. As do we."
Yeah, as do we. I love doing this show. And I have some thoughts on this. I love this email because it's a great time of year for it. There's a lot of people. Over the summer, there's the built-in excuses of like, you know, weekends and beaches and pandemic and quarantine. Now the new excuses will be Thanksgiving, holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, christenings and, you know, first communions. Like this time of year is like holiday time is kind of.
Right. I think the vacation thing is also now a thing where it was, I mean, no one was going anywhere like a few months ago, and now people are starting to
move around a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more of a like, oh, you literally have like, it used like in back in April, it was like, you literally are not doing anything and we all know it.
Yeah. There's also the thing of like, I moved home. The person I'm talking to moved home. They're going back to the city and I'm staying at home or vice versa. And we're kind of like, we'll see what this is in a few weeks when we're back in the, you know, Thanksgiving or like Halloween, whatever it might be. There's gaps in the world right now as far as like seeing people that you're used to seeing regularly, right?
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with that. For this girl, what would you tell her? Like in terms of like what she should expect or what she should put out there? How does she keep this going?
I concentrated. The first thing I thought of was what you laughed at or kind of, I had the same acknowledgement you did. And
it was obvious. It's mutual.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing. There's no, you know, like I think you have to remember, like, you have to remember that, okay, the idea that you had one date, you fucked, you had a great connection, you've been texting ever since. Good for fucking you. That's great. I encourage that. I'm happy you feel good about the situation. It sounds like he feels good. But let's remember, you know nothing.
Right.
Let's remember, all you know is how you felt. I agree with her that if she felt this euphoria during the date and afterwards and in the text, then I'm sure he's within 10%, 20% of that. He is feeling good from the date as well. But
right.
You don't know, like, yeah, right? So,
well,
like,
here's the thing. I think you're right. He's probably within 10% of like acknowledging that, yeah, the date was great, right? But like you said, she doesn't know anything. This guy could have really enjoyed this like sex and like that could also be like all that he is interested in generally in a long-term way. Like she doesn't know like what he's looking for or like what his deal is or like, you know, where he sees his life going, if he's actually looking for a girlfriend. Like she's kind of like, I feel like she's now creating this whole story, emotionally masturbating to this guy and and sort of like projecting this whole future onto him. And she, like you said, doesn't really know anything yet, even if he did have a great time.
You know what's super, I agree with what you're saying, but you know what's super relatable about this email is that she's, and this happens with dating all the time, is the hypocrisy. So she's hypocritical in her own email. It's a very short email, but she finds a way to say two different, to give two different responses. She literally says, I can't explain the chemistry, and I know it was mutual. Then later in the email, she says, he's going away for 3 weeks, but I definitely want him to remember me. In what world does she know he felt exactly how she felt, but she's also worried that he'll remember her in 3 weeks? Do we understand how, like, how opposite that is? She's saying, I know exactly that he's on the same page as me, but maybe in 3 weeks he'll just forget all about it. If you remember it, he remembers it. You know, like, so this idea that you're like, well, I want to make sure he remembers me. No. You want to make sure that a date happens when you get back, and because you want to see him again. Let's be honest. Don't live it. It's dishonest to say, well, he might not remember you. If he forgets you after 3 weeks, then he needs to go to the hospital. He needs to get checked up. Like, there's something fucking wrong with him.
Or maybe you were like a little off base and thinking that everything was 100% completely like mutual. I think people can tend to do that. I also think, again, I've said this before, I do think sex and like the chemical sure. whatever thing from that does sort of like impact women more than it does men. And it can, I think, make you feel like you are closer to someone than you actually are. That's like a science thing. That's not like necessarily just my opinion. And like, I do think that's something to keep in mind when you're thinking about how much you like someone. Like, is it partially due to the fact that you had this like very like intense physical intimacy, and like perhaps there's like a chemical reason why you feel a little bit more attached to them than before you did that?
Well, totally. And it's not going to be that he doesn't ask you on a second date after his 3 week vacation because he forgot.
Right.
Like, he's going to not do it because he does remember you. Because he's going to remember, oh, shit, we had, like, that really, like, great night, and it kind of felt like it got more serious than I wanted it to be. Or I'm still seeing someone else, and this person might be in the way of that, and it might be awkward. It just, I'm with you. Like, she's coming off this high. I'm happy for her. I do believe that he was as comfortable as he had the same comfort level with you as you had, but we just don't know. But the idea that 3 weeks later he'll forget.
Right. Like, if she's right, then he wouldn't forget. If she's right. And if she's wrong,
even if it was the worst sexual experience of his life, he'll remember. Like, I don't like this idea that
she,
like,
I don't think she really means like forget about me. I think what she really means when she says like, is he going to forget about me? It's more like, is he going to like be distracted by other things and like meet someone else and like not be as into me because he hasn't like seen me since then.
Yeah, I don't. Well, let me answer those three questions. Is there someone else? Probably. Is he not going to message you because there are some other people? That's probably why. And will he not remember how great it was? Is right? Is that like, I
guess, or like, that feeling have faded for him by the time he gets back. And then like, I've lost the momentum on like maybe dating this person.
Well, what do you think about the, like, so there's a part of this email that's also like jumped out at me is like this line of like, keep his interests. Like, do you think that's even possible?
I don't think,
to keep someone's interest.
I think if you can't keep someone's interest by being yourself and doing what you want to do, then you're not a match for them anyway. So the idea that you would like try to do something different than like what you would want to do in order to keep someone's interest, I think sort of like defeats the purpose. It's like, how do I like change the way I am or the way I act to make sure this guy still is interested in me? I don't really feel like is like the right way to look at it, because you want someone to actually be interested in you for the way you would normally act.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Like, there's no, you can't get ahead of this. Is really the advice. And if it, from my perspective, if my best advice to this person, and I'm sure she'll hate this advice, is the way you keep a guy's interest is having your own interests. Like, I don't want
to. Not trying to keep his interest.
Yeah. I mean, but also, like, that I don't mean that to say don't text him. Hey, how's the vacation going? I was thinking about you. That's vulnerable. I've been doing. What have you been up to? I've been hanging out with some friends. We have this really great thing coming up. Like, I don't want to text someone with nothing to say. I don't want to text with someone who has no friends. I don't want to text with someone who has no life. What keeps me interested in someone is getting to unpack the layers of their life and hearing like, oh, I got this friend from this area. I got this friend from that area. I'm actually seeing some family. Like the idea of like, how do you keep his interest? Dig into your own interests. My day has been crazy. I just wanted to check in. How's the vacation going? Are you having a good time? What's been happening? I've actually been insane. I got these friends that are coming in. You know what I mean? Like when I hear those like little nooks and crannies of a person's life, I'm more interested. That's actual. Right.
What if she's like, got nothing going on? Should she just like pretend?
I don't even think pretend. I have nothing going on. Like I have nobody to talk to. Every one of my friends is doing this. Like just have something to say and be honest and vulnerable. I think you can. I mean, obviously that goes into red flag deal breaker mode, but like I'm more, I have to say I'm more interested in talking to someone I don't know yet that is vulnerable rather than not. So right. Like, listen, all of our lives aren't perfect. I went to the gym in my building today. They opened up the gym and I'm wearing a mask and I'm going, fuck this mask. This sucks to work out with a mask on. And then I put it on my chin for a second and then someone walked in the gym and I saw them from far away. And I like, after a minute of realizing they were there, I put up the mask and I was like, yeah, say telling that story to you is a nothing story, but it kind of shows something about my personality. I'm going with the rules, but I'm not, and you know, I'm not excited about the rules. You know, okay. I'm in the gym. You know, all of those are little nuancey things that get you to know someone that like I would, that don't make you look great, you know? And I think like, you know, I kind of like love this about, and we've kind of talked about this, the Gen Zers. I talked about this on Diet Starts Tomorrow. Like I kind of love about the Gen Z generation.
They are who they are.
They are who they are. Like you see that girl Charli D'Amelio, whoever the big TikToker is.
They put the picture up, but they're not wearing any makeup, and they look, you know.
Yeah, they're all kind of dressed like, you know, moms who like fix themselves up to drive you to school because you woke up late. Like it's all like, and not to say it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's very authentic, and it makes me feel like they're very interesting, you know, like where, you know, I just think that to me, I don't know if that's going to help you get the guy. Like, I'm not going to promise you that, but I'm going to say
it'll help
that's
you
more
figure
interesting
out,
to me.
I think it'll help you figure out if you're a match with them better.
And it's like at that like, point, you have to say what am I looking
for?
Be
who you actually are. Right. Just be who you actually are. And like the way to maintain someone's interest is if they're interested in who you actually are, like they'll keep texting you.
Totally. Like, I mean, you know, me, you know, looking at Jess and going, she's like, you know, shut up. I'm having you're annoying me today. Like, that's more interesting to me than Right. Everything's fine. You know, like
yeah.
I again, going back to like the rules conversation we had in the beginning, like there's no rules for this. I actually think, you know, the only rule is to be honest. And that I think that's more, I think when you're on vacation, you hear from someone. I'm not saying pour your problems on them, but I'm saying like, if I'm on vacation, what are you doing too? You know?
Right. Do you think it'd be it's a bad sign if someone's like not that talkative while they're on vacation?
I don't think they're like, yeah, I guess it's a bad sign. I guess you don't want to bother someone. I do think that like, especially vacation texts, they kind of come in clumps if someone's interested,
yeah.
You know, like I would expect them to come at like, hey, just got on the Wi-Fi, just seeing this. Oh, that's
right.
So
they
cool. That's so interesting.
Downtime.
Whatever the downtime is. Like, I think those are normal things. Like if someone was like texting with me all day during their vacation, I would like, I think with a vacation text, like if I always give someone the luxury of a goodbye. Hey, good checking in with you. Just wanted to say what's up. Have a great day. Have fun. Like, I think that's like kind of like thinking for that, like giving them the
right.
out.
you're being like, I understand you've got like stuff to do, so I'm not like expecting much. It's just like a little check-in.
Yeah, and again, text when you have something to say. Text when you think about the person. Why not?
Right. I think, I mean, like the way I feel like I used to approach it would be like, I would send maybe like, I would probably let the person on vacation initiate more just because they have more going on. But if I didn't hear from them, I think I would sometime in the middle of that reach out, say whatever I was thinking of you, or how's the trip going? How's whatever mm-hmm. specific part of the trip going? And then I think after that, I would, if I still wanted to see them after, I would text them when they got back.
Yeah, and I know we're making it sound simple because advice is easier to give than it is to take, but I would also say this is a story I've heard a lot in my experience of getting emails from people wondering the idea of like the hot hookup before the 3-week trip. Like, there is an element of this where it's like it's easy to not go on a second date with you after a 3-week date. I'm just a 3-week trip. I'm just saying, like, the idea that like, hey, I'm out, I don't have to work tomorrow, I'm flying it out at noon, I could take some chances tonight. Like, you have to also think of like, what is the wiggle room for them? Like that hot night that you guys had a day or 2 days ago before he left for a trip. Like, you know, let's think of like the reality of the situation. Yeah, he's off of work. He's working from home. It's easy to just be like, oh, I'll take a few extra chances. This is when hookups do happen. Generally,
right.
When you have the built-in excuse. So also think of those things. Like, you again, you're looking for a second date. Let's remember that. Stay in reality.
Right. And I think like what your advice is great in terms of like, just remember, like, bring yourself a little bit more down to earth and look at the, if you can look at the situation a little bit more objectively and saying like, we went on one date. Like, it'd be great if there's another one. But again, like, I wouldn't like put all your cards into it just because like after one date, even if you think someone's on the exact same page as you, like you really don't know them at all.
Yeah. And when I'm single on vacation, I go on vacation to try and fucking have more nights like the ones I had with that person. You know, like,
well, that's comforting to this girl.
But good luck.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Let's do some awkward sex. You ready?
Let's do it. Yeah.
UUP at betches.com. UUP at betches.com. Keep sending those emails. We're getting a lot of emails, right?
Yeah. I mean, you guys are great consistently sending emails. And thank you for the emails because, you know, without the emails, we don't have a show. So
user generated. That is the podcast game. Awkward sex. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, J&J. New listener of the pod. Love that. Ring that bell. I have a story to share. So my then boyfriend and I were on vacation together. And on the first night, I got the drunkest I have ever been. We get back to the Airbnb and immediately begin to have sex. I'm riding on top of him with his head facing towards the end of the bed. Okay. How would you describe that visual? Because I'm riding on top of him with his head facing toward the end of the bed. So he's laying in a bed normally? Like, to me, that's him laying on the bed.
If his head is facing the end towards the end of the bed, I think he's like on the opposite side. He's like,
he's
like his feet. Yeah, his like feet are by the pillows where one would traditionally.
Okay, by the headboard. His feet are by the headboard. His head is by the edge of the bed where your feet would be. Okay, I just want to make sure because I got confused by that. Since I was very drunk, I wanted to try and be sexy and spontaneous and decided to jump off and sit on his face without warning him. Hey!
That's like a dance move, right?
Yeah, she was doing the WAP video. So in one fell swoop, I launched off his dick, missed his mouth, high-fived him in the forehead with my vagina, and then face-planted off the bed into the hardwood floor. Now I understand why she said that he was sleeping that way, because she's falling off the front of the bed because she went to...
She's like face first into the bed.
Yeah.
But first she like hits him in the forehead with her vagina.
Yeah, with her WAP. Yeah. Meanwhile, he is dead sober throughout all this. How is he dead sober and it's her drunkest night of her life? I don't understand that.
That sounds like... I don't really love that.
Love that either. I'm hoping it's her revisionist history of like he's more sober than her.
Like, right? How would that even happen? They go to. Have you ever been to like dinner or like to get drinks with someone who did not? Who got extremely drunk when the other person didn't drink at all? I feel like that's.
I've been on like dates where someone was drunker than like I thought I got, but like. Because
we're on
they, like,
vacation
shots.
Together.
I just don't. Yeah, it'd be weird to go on a. I mean, if he's sober, maybe he's
right.
complete. Maybe he's because it's her boy. It is her boyfriend too. Let's take that into account.
Right,
and maybe
and
he's sober,
vacation.
Doesn't drink.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to share this story with very many people, and thought y'all would get a great laugh out of it. I think this is very funny. I love.
It's a great visual.
It's a great visual, especially with WAP being the song of the summer. It's nice to see the WAP used in different ways, especially off the forehead. What do you think of this, Jordana? Have you ever done anything similar?
I haven't had any sort of situation like that, but I think it's very funny that she's like, I'm just like imagining the finesse, like what she was trying to like sit on his face.
I guess
like by,
I
she
guess.
Was trying. Like gracefully exit that part, and then just like
Well, I've done that before, where the woman is on top of me, and then it's like bring it up here, and I'll go down on you, but I get to do like the lazy man's go down. It's kind of the best way to go down on a woman. It's like she's sitting on top of you, so that you don't really have to do much except move your mouth. Like that's actually like it's like a.
But she has to like hover then, right? Is it like a squat?
No, I mean, to me, I'm like, fucking let me in there. Like, I'll wear you like a mask. You know, like, I'll wear you like an N95.
Like the pressure. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I like that. Like, I'm like, let's get in there. I want to do, I'm your gyno. Let me look inside and
get
see what's
comfy.
Going on.
Right.
Yeah. Get comfy. Like, I'm going to wear it. I like that position as a lazy dude because it actually is like, but I could see how for a woman, I understand like with, anyone with body issues, you're in a position where it is all out there, right?
Right. Or not even like body issues, but just like I don't know. I just, for me, I could, I feel like I might be like, is this kind of like an awkward way to sit? Or like, I don't know. I'd be worried about hurting the person. Like, I'm like,
well, this is a big thing with women where it's like, I don't want to hurt you. We will let you know. Like, I don't think anyone, like, I've had this said to me so many times throughout my life. Like, I don't want to hurt you. No. I'm here doing this with you. I will say, ow, if there's a problem. Like, and I don't think any guy is like, ow, you fat bitch. Like, it's not like that. I don't think. Every guy, but I'm saying if you're being physical with a man, like, I, again, this is like in the subject title, men don't know shit. No, we're just as smart or stupid as you. So like the idea that like you've gotten naked with a guy and now he's like putting you, not doing the math on putting you on his face. Like the guy's like, of course I want this. Like I've seen what this is. Like it's just like, you know, like no guy goes up to a car and tries to lift it. You go up to something to try and lift it that you think you can lift. So like the idea of like being hurt by someone, I'm always like bewildered by that. I'm like, no. I'm naked with you in the bed. I want you sitting on the face. I want, you know, you on top of me. Like I want you, like the only exception, I guess, no, like when a woman sits on your lap and you go, yeah, like after a minute, I'm going to go, all right, hop up. We've done it. We've done the lap thing. Like,
can't feel my legs anymore.
Yeah. But that's anybody. You could be as light as a feather and I'd still get my legs right. Be uncomfortable. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't know. I can see what you're saying. It's still kind of like even if you had a man who could like even like hold you, let's say,
sure,
you would still be like, I don't like.
I don't listen. This isn't to say I don't understand the discomfort and the like not sureness, but I'm saying like, there's a point where it's like, let it go.
I agree. I think if you're short, I also think if you are shorter and just like a tinier person, maybe there's less of that. But if you're just like, I would just feel like a feeling like I might be making someone uncomfortable.
Like, sure. I just think like, you know,
or like, you know, we had this conversation about like being like when guys think they like want to like throw you around, like in the room, and you're kind of like, I don't really want that.
Well, again, I'm hoping both sides are on this. Right. Like, but I think my favorite part of this email is that she's like, I'm trying to be sexy and spontaneous, and I decided to jump off his dick and sit on his face instead without warning him. I would say 10 out of 10 guys love that. We love sexual initiative because what usually happens is like, you know, again, like the quote unquote starfish, like men can be starfish too. I just talked about like wanting a girl to sit on my face because I'm lazy. So like, I'm not saying that we're absolved of this, but like, I think a lot of guys are put in the position of like, if you say jump off the dick and sit on my face, like, I think like a lot of men aren't sure what, not that like, what is like,
I see. Right, you don't want to ask someone to do something that they like are not necessarily comfortable with doing. So it's easier. They just like, yeah. You know they're into it.
I kind of live by this idea that like if a woman's into it, a guy will be into it because she's into it. So right. Like if this woman was like, I'm jumping off the dick and going in the face because I think that'd be fun. He's probably going, fuck yeah, let's do the, you know, let Cirque du Soleil, start doing flips. This is fucking great.
Right.
You know, like
the vagina slap though is fair. Have you ever had that happen to you?
I've never had
accidentally
that.
Sit on your forehead.
I've had versions of that where it's like we're trying to like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're trying to like, you know, like when you're making like a couch or an IKEA furniture and you're trying to get like the nub on top of the hole and you kind of miss a few times. Yeah. Like it's kind of like that with sitting on the face. So, yeah, I understood that. I've never been like, ugh, got it on my forehead. That's fucking gross. Like, I just think like the idea like this is like all fun. Sex should be a little messy, a little bit like. A little bit, you know, clunky. If we all wrote out our sexual experiences, they would all sound like fucking horrible and crazy.
Right. They wouldn't be as flawlessly executed as you might see on TV.
This is two people, especially for a first time. I know they're in a relationship, but like, especially for like the first time you have sex with someone, like it's two people who are used to dancing with other partners coming together to dance together. So they're using all the old moves. It's beautiful. They're using all the old moves. So you used to do tango with your boyfriend, and he used to do, you know, the rumba with his girlfriend. It's like, now you're doing tango rumba, and you're like, how do we figure out the middle of tango, you know, tumba instead of experiment. Tango rumba? You know, do you have names for this?
I was going to call it the Cirque du Soleil or the...
Love it.
The Sex du Soleil. What were you thinking?
The header. Okay. Vaulted vagina.
The that sounds forehead. Like an inverted penis or something like that.
The forehead flop.
Okay.
Lip landing. The vajayjay jump. And my personal favorite, because it sounds like a wrestling move, the pussy pummel.
Okay, I like it.
And his finishing move, the pussy pummel. You know, like I just enjoyed
there there you go. I'm into it.
Red flag deal breaker for you. Would it be a red flag or deal breaker if a guy...
Neither. Oh,
well, let's say guy, he... Well, hold on. For a guy, he's on top.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he starts... He jumps off... He jumps out of you and tries to get a blowjob. Like, this is kind of the double standard, because if a guy just like...
with it, right.
In no warning.
He came out of nowhere.
Well, he didn't come out of nowhere. He came out of your vagina.
The penis hits you in the forehead.
Yeah. And he's like, he's came out of your vagina and tried to shove it in your mouth. And then instead he just hit you in the eye and you're like, oh, my eye. Like, would you be
I mean, if
annoyed?
We're both like into this situation, it was my boyfriend, I think I'd be like, fine. If I'm dead sober and he's super drunk, I think I would be very, very annoyed about that.
It's like, yeah, he's wielding a weapon, just drunkenly throwing around his dick.
Yeah, I think that would be like very, I can see myself getting irritated in that situation. What about you?
I know, this is a green flag to me. You can fucking...
Loving it.
You can go from penis to foot to face, to wherever you want to go, I'm up for it. That's
green lights.
Yeah. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. Let's do an email. You ready?
All right. Hey, J&J. Love, love, love the pod. Thanks for all you do. Wanted to get your thoughts on something I've been thinking about recently. When dating, does one person have to explicitly ask the other person to be their boyfriend or girlfriend? I've been dating this guy for just over 2 months and everything is going well. It feels like we're boyfriend and girlfriend. I've even met his family. We both said we're not seeing or talking to anyone else, but he hasn't actually asked me to be his girlfriend. I'm wondering, is this an important step or is it enough that he's there for me and we're making plans together, etc.? I hate assuming things, but I wonder if this is something that doesn't always need an explicit conversation. Thanks. All about that label. I appreciate the honesty. I love
it. Sure. But I listen, they sign off all about that label. That's what she wants. That's her standard. Like, I'm not, I, these are, again, I understand the email where she's like, these are tough conversations to bring up. Like, what would you say to them?
I would say, I think there's, if you said you're exclusive, I think that, like, to me, there's not the difference between exclusive and like the label of it is how much someone feels like they owe you.
Okay.
That's what I think comes with the label of like, you can say like, when you say we're exclusive, that's a one clause contract. That means I'm not hooking up with anyone else. When you say someone is like your boyfriend or girlfriend, I think it indicates like more of a, it's like a way of saying you mean more to me in a way, and then I'm going to be including you in my life in a way that I wouldn't necessarily do otherwise. But it seems like he's already kind of doing that, right?
Yeah, that's kind of where I kind of like, there's this thing in sales called the assume close, where you like assume you're doing business with the person.
Right. But until you get that signed contract.
Well, that's the thing. So what we have to do, like in the assume close, the idea would be the, okay, so you want to buy this widget. What we have to do to buy the widget is we got to get paperwork. I can print that out. I can bring it by tomorrow. What time works for you? And the person goes, whoa, tomorrow's no good. Okay, what's another day that we can sign the contract? And then they go, I don't know. That now they're giving you the real answer. But if they're looking to do business, if they're looking to buy the widget, they would go, yeah, come over tomorrow, 10:15. We're done. You know, right. It's a way of fishing out an answer. So I kind of live by that as far as I think there's power. And my advice to this person is, you're not a stupid person. You're not delusional. What you said, Jordana, is right. They're already doing the things. She's meeting the family. She's meeting the family. We both said we're not sleeping and talking to each other. What do they say? What's the line? It's like,
It walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
It's a fucking duck. You know, looks like a duck. So you should do, I think there's very big power, and I wrote down this line. If she said to him in a vulnerable way, you know, she wants an answer. And listen, just like the person trying to sell the widget, they need a contract signature because they need that to be able to move forward with their lives. This woman obviously needs this label to move forward with her life, you know, with her life. So if I were her, I would say, hey, this has been, you know, in an intimate conversation, you're sitting there, whatever. To me, this is a relationship. I'm not sure what more we need to be doing to make it a relationship to you. And I would say, to me, this is a relationship. You're my boyfriend.
And when would you bring that up? Just like casually? I feel like that's the tough part is like, where do, you know, it's easy when there's like something that comes up that sort of forces the conversation, but.
Yeah, I guess you could even like I guess to start that conversation, you could say like, hey, I've been thinking a lot about this and I'm just letting you know, to me, this is a relationship and you're my boyfriend. If you don't like that, that's tough. I'm going to need a breakup if you need to do that.
Right.
Like I'm going to need a breakup now. I think that like on the subject of like what they're responsible for, like I think that's why people avoid the boyfriend girlfriend thing, because in their minds, I don't think this is true. That makes the breakup easier, or that makes the untangling of this thing easier.
Because it's never like official.
Again, and also like it gives them the small print on the contract. Like guys do not like saying to anyone, I'm in a relationship. It's just one of those things. It's like,
that's like so the idea crazy of
like,
to me.
Like I know a guy, there's a comic with a really funny joke where he's like, you know, it's a funny joke where he's like, we'll be walking down the aisle and I'll be like, what do you got? They'll be like, what do you guys? And I'll be like, oh, I don't know. We're figuring it out. Like that type of thing. Like, and it's again, like at stand-up comedy shows when I'm hosting, hey, who are you here with? And it's a bunch of guys. I'm like, are you guys all in relationships? And they'll go, like, you know, it's just not like no one's cheering for you. No one's like, for a woman, it's like, yeah, I am, like 2 years and we're on the way to marriage. And it's like a guy says it. I'm just saying, like, this is like societal stuff that like,
right. No, but that's what she wants.
But that's what she wants. So I think like I don't think she should be offended that it hasn't been like outright and said. I think it's OK for her to go, hey, I'm in a relationship with you. You're my boyfriend. You can figure out whatever the fuck you want to figure out. But that's just where I am. And right. You're either in this room with me or you're not. And then they're going to have to give an answer.
Right. Another, I mean, what do you think of this? Because a friend once advised another friend to do this, to just sort of do, I guess, what you were saying before, the assume close and see how the person responds in terms of you're out with them, you meet someone, you introduce them. This is my boyfriend. So-and-so, this is Jessica, whatever the fuck it is. Then you see how they react.
I just don't think, like, I understand what she wants in the label, but like, he doesn't want to admit to that this would need a breakup. I think that's like there's an acknowledgement of when you get a label, there's becomes this like acknowledgement of like, okay, now the other thing, there's an acknowledgement of like there would have to be a breakup or we move in together. Like, especially as you get into other ages of life. So it's like, again, when we've talked about your engagement, like it becomes breakup or move in. It becomes breakup or get engaged. It becomes breakup or get married
forever.
Still. Right. This is the thing. It's an acknowledgement that time is moving forward and your life has to move forward. Like,
think about that with jobs. It's like, if I'm not getting promoted and I've been here a couple of years, like I've got to look for another job.
And that's the thing. Like, one doesn't happen without the other. Like, you don't get to be the CEO unless you've been the manager. It just doesn't work that way. Like, so I think a lot of guys are pushing against, like, they're basically trying to hold up the bus schedule. Because right. That's just so, like, for her, I this is all dancing around the why is he doing this? That's kind of what I think. Like, I think, like, for her, she has to be ready to hear that he might break up with you when you do this.
I don't think he'd break up with her. I feel like he's more likely to be so like, things are going great. Like, I think the more likely scenario is like, things are going great. I don't really feel the need to like put a label on it.
If he said that, I would be like, then we got a problem. Like, at that point, you have to be, that doesn't really work for me. Because I'm not going to if I were her, I'd be like, I'm not going to like put all this time into someone that won't even be my boy, can't even give a simple label on it.
Yeah, I agree. That's what she should do. I think that's the conversation she has to go into it sort of like prepared to have, but I'm hoping for like the best.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they are on the same page, but I agree with what you said. I think she should just state how she feels, and then that's the only way she's going to figure out like what he's thinking.
Saying to me this is a relationship and then just shutting up and seeing what he says to that. Like,
right.
Very powerful.
Yeah. Make sure he says something, though. Sometimes I feel like sometimes they'll just be like, okay.
Sure. Good for you. I mean, that's a possibility.
I guess you've
too.
Got a boyfriend. Yeah. I don't know if I.
I am still on Tinder, you know? Let's do some red flag deal breaker. You ready?
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay, red flag or deal breaker, someone writes in. I was on a third date with a guy I met on Hinge. We were walking around our city after dinner and saw a cool mixology shop we wanted to go into. When we approached the door, we were told there's a 5-person limit because of COVID, and there are 4 people in the store, so one of us could go in. My date asked if I wanted to go in, and I politely said, no, it's okay, thinking we would pass on the store and keep walking. He proceeded to walk into the store and was in there for about 5 to 10 minutes. He's really into cool drinks and used to be a bartender, but do you think this is a red flag, deal breaker? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I love this red flag, deal breaker. I love that he's just like, oh, you want to go in? No? Okay, well, I'll see you in a little bit.
See ya.
Gotta go. Yeah, like
It's like a much less, it's a less bad version of someone being like, you know, you're out like at the end of the night or something with someone. And then they're like, oh, do you want to go to this other bar? And the person's like, oh, we could like, I'm kind of tired, like assuming they'll go home with you. And they'll be like, okay, well, sleep well.
That's way worse to me.
Right. I agree. That's way worse. But
this to me is him being like, I actually like it from his end because he's like, no, this, like, if she didn't have the other part of like, he's into really cool drink, he used to be a bartender, that kind of changes things for me. Like, right. Like, you know, he's into it. He wants to go see what they're doing. Like, you know, you'll come in when you want to come out. Like, I think that's like to me, that's someone that's being honest with you. I kind of appreciate it. Like that he's like, no, this is something that's kind of important to me. I really do enjoy these things. And I
kind of agree with that. But it's also like, what, is she just like twiddling her thumbs outside the outside the mixology shop, just like kind of waiting there? Like, it's a little, I think it's a little rude.
Well, it's rude if it's exactly the way she wrote it, then it's rude. My date asked if I wanted to go. I politely said, no, it's okay, thinking we'd pass in the store and keep walking. He proceeded to just walk in. Like, if he didn't say, like, I would say, hey, do you mind? I'm going to go in for a few minutes because I really want to check this out.
Is that okay?
Like, right. Is that cool? Or, do you mind waiting out here? Or let's wait for another person to come out.
I feel like that's the real gentlemanly move. Sure. He really wanted to go and be like, hey, I actually love this stuff. Would you mind like if we waited for like someone to come out and then we could both go in? Like, I'll show you. Yeah. Like, and then he could like show her something that he thinks is cool or likes or whatever. Like, I think it's a little bit, it would be a little bit of a turnoff.
It would be, I guess it does show, there's a lot in that little moment between no, I'm good, and him walking in that, like, okay, based on her story, yeah, that's rude. I guess I'm with you.
I mean, yeah, you're together.
It should tell you like other things about how they like kind of interact with the world. Like,
right. I think I'd be offended if Mike did that and we're like engaged. Like, if we,
sure.
Like, we went to a plant store the other day and like they were only letting a certain amount of people in, but like it was like, yeah, we're a party of two.
Like, yeah, and also like in this COVID world, like you need like the fact that like what kind of drives me crazy is like when people are just like walking around the same way they did 8 months ago. Like, okay. You do have to be like to just walk through the streets. Like, I was on a flight, I remember, like right when like the quarantine was gonna start, and I was on a flight, and this guy got on the flight. And he's wearing like sandals and he's like talking on his phone really loud. And it's like obviously a very stressful time for everyone. It's like, dude,
read the room.
Exactly. Like, dude, do you have any, like, you haven't taken one fucking second to consider that everyone here is feeling a little off today? Like, this isn't one thing happening in one person's life, it is everybody's life. So, like, the idea that he's not like slowing down a step to be like, oh, who goes in? Four people? Five? You know, like, that would bother me more than anything.
I think
else.
It would annoy me. I think I'd probably, like, wouldn't end it over that, but I think it would definitely go in the, like, strike against you category.
Totally. It goes into the, like, manners part. Like, oh, what is their manners? Like, this is part of their manners. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
All right, let's do another one.
Sure. Whenever a guy has a new IG post, he posts the pic on his Instagram story covered with the text graphic, new post. From personal experience, because my boyfriend of two weeks, does this, and it bothers me big time. Random example. So they actually sent the picture.
This is just an example, I think, of like...
Sure.
You've seen those. It says, you know, they block the picture with the new post sign.
You're trying to up traffic.
Right.
I get it. I mean, that's the thing is, you and I both know the only reason to do that is to up traffic, right?
Yeah, so that you can get people to like go to your page and look at your post.
Yeah, so like is your boyfriend an influencer, an aspiring influencer? Does some of their work involve posts doing better? Or if none of their work involves posts doing better, I would be out. I don't need to date someone like that. If Jess was doing that, I'd be like, I don't even understand it. Why? I would be like, what attention are you trying to draw? Like, the only reason for a guy to do this is to, like, when I see someone do this, they're generally single people. Like, if someone doesn't have a following, it's generally a single person looking for certain people to message them. Because they saw the post. It feels like it's very directed at an ex or someone that they're flirting with. Like, nothing happens for no reason at all. And this is happening for a reason. And it's like, what do you need out of this? It would be like, if I did this and I have done this, it's because I want more traffic. I want more followers. I want to be able to sell more tickets on the road. I want more listeners for this podcast. It's pretty transparent.
Right. But yeah, yeah, I agree. If they like have like 200 followers and it's just a picture of them, like a normal picture from their life, I think I would be turned off. That's for sure. I think.
Yeah, I'm out.
But it's funny. There's like a lot of little things that people can do on social media, which are like kind of turnoffs. You know what I mean?
The biggest one is asking a question of the people commenting. When I see someone
in the caption,
when I see someone in their caption go, "What do you guys think?" I'm like, "You're a crazy person. You are. There is something off here. You are in the land of so much dishonesty that I can't deal with you as a human being."
So that's worse for you.
Way worse. What do you tell? Let me know in the comments. Is like to me like get out of my life. Like I don't.
Is it because they're dishonest? Because they just want the engagement, and that's why they're writing that.
What discussion are you trying to have? Like right. You're not. Are you? First of all, are you going to answer every single person? Like if you have a million followers, are you answering every single person? And it's like, no, you're not. Like you're just looking to create discourse and
right.
for people
if
to
you have
disagree
too many
with each
followers,
other.
Then it's all. Yeah, I agree. It seems
it's
like
always
what you,
dishonest. There's no honesty.
What are you doing with this? With this? You taking a survey?
Yeah, I respond to commenters a lot of times, but it's never like, hey, so what do you think about the dating world? No, you can hear what I think on this podcast or in my tweets or in my on my other podcast, or and you can agree with it or disagree with it. You can then go discuss amongst yourself. But I again, it's another way to drum up, people. Again, I answer a lot of people in my I send a little emoji to people's comments because I do think, okay, that'll help the algorithm. I have 5 minutes, I'll respond to some people. It's never about like, well, I just want to, it's a thank you and everything is personally motivated. Like, remember that you ever watch Friends?
Yeah. I've seen Friends.
Isn't there an episode?
I've heard of it.
You heard of that show? There's an episode where like Phoebe tries to prove that there's an unselfish deed or something.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I don't know who she was arguing with about that. Maybe Chandler or
whatever.
It was
Chandler? Yeah.
So I'm on Chandler's side. I don't think there's any such thing as like a selfless deed. Like
Everything is self-motivated?
Well, part of it. I think it's like with jobs, like someone will help you get a job if they think that like this can, help them in some way, whether it's socially, whether it's, people will want to work with you. No one does you any favors is my point. Like the
don't trust anyone ever.
Well, if you didn't think that, you wouldn't have invited me to do this podcast if you didn't think that we could make a good podcast together.
Right.
I
see what you're saying. Right.
Okay.
It's very Machiavellian point of view.
I don't mean to sound horrible, but I'm just saying like
Game of Thrones.
Listen, call me what the fucking whatever.
You win or you die.
Gandalf or whatever the fuck. So
wrong series. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. So again, I said Gandalf because I knew it was the wrong series because I would maybe get a laugh out of someone. Again, it's about,
You're three steps ahead of everyone else.
This is great. Per usual, yeah. Jordana. Thank you.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And if you have an email for us, email it in to UUP@betches.com. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you next week.
Boom.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@betches.com.
Betches.